This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I got a package from Boyd. Well, I was supposed to get it Saturday. I was supposed to film it Saturday. And UPS came, and they stuck their little sticker on the door and ran away. And I couldn't pick it up till today. So I got it all now. I've got everything I need. And the pieces I got are actually going to be there quite nice. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The Ninth Circuit, I made a reference to this when I was talking to Rob. They continue to shock me. Let me give you an example. Now, normally, suing the police for failing to prevent crime is not allowed by courts. Okay? That qualified immunity gets put in place every time. But a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit of Appeals has allowed a lawsuit against the city of San Jose and their police department to proceed despite this general presumption of qualified immunity, that police cannot be held responsible for failing to prevent crime. News media, both local and national, watched and recorded as San Jose police stood aside as people leaving a Trump rally in San Jose were heinously assaulted by a bunch of anti-Trump thugs. The Washington Post at the time, June 2016, reported, protests outside a Donald Trump rally in downtown San Jose spun out of control Thursday night when some demonstrators attacked the candidate's supporters. Protesters jumped on cars, pelted Trump supporters with eggs and water balloons, snatched signs, and stole Make America Great hats off supporters' heads before burning the hats and snapping selfies with the charred remains. Several people were caught on camera punching Trump supporters. At least one attacker was arrested, according to CNN, although police did not release much information. Bob Igelko of the San Francisco Chronicle explains the Ninth Circuit's logic in allowing the lawsuit to proceed. If the allegations are true, that the officers acted with deliberate indifference to a known and obvious danger and violated the Trump supporters' constitutional rights, well, it's going to go. That's what the Ninth Circuit said. After the rally at the McInerney Convention Center, police directed those in attendance to leave from a single exit. There, according to the lawsuit, they were ordered to head out onto a street where hundreds of anti-Trump protesters were waiting, even though there was a safer route and other exits that were available. So they funneled the Trump supporters into a space dominated by hostile demonstrators who already had been violent. This constitutes collaboration in the violence. Plain and simple. The court decision wrote, the attendees alleged sufficiently that the officers increased the danger by shepherding them into a crowd of violent protesters and that the officers acted with deliberate indifference to that danger. The district court therefore correctly denied the officers qualified immunity. While San Jose may appeal to the Supreme Court, delaying the lawsuit from proceeding, once court proceedings began, the extensive documentation of the violence with police watching is going to be some very powerful and pervasive and persuasive evidence. Now, the lawyer for the plaintiffs is Harmeet Dhillon, who is a hero of a lot of people. In addition to being the Republican National Committeeman from California, she represents James Damore in his lawsuit against Google for firing him over critical views expressed about diversity. She deserves a large contingency fee if these lawsuits succeed and result in substantial judgments against these wealthy defendants who discriminate on the basis of political preferences. Now, this is really making me wonder. These decisions coming out of this court are absolutely bipolar from what they normally do. And the fact that they continue to happen, because now we have three sensible decisions of late. We have the injunction against the magazine grab in California, where all of the standard capacity magazines had to be gotten rid of, and people who owned them had owned them and had been grandfathered in all this time, all of a sudden have to get rid of them. And they're not getting any, you know, they're not getting any sort of monetary value for that in exchange. That's been held up. Then there's the Second Amendment right to open carry. Now, it makes you wonder if the Ninth Circuit has been affected by the need to wade through all of the poop and dirty drug needles when they get to their courthouse in San Francisco. And maybe they've decided the leftist madness has maybe gone a little too far. I suppose that's something that we could consider, isn't it? Let's think of how best to put this. I believe that they care about their legacy, and I think that's all that's driving them. Plus, I think they may be caring about their possibility of moving on from where they are. And I think that's all that's at play right now, but we'll see. Now, moving on, Google Play, the Google Play Store. Now, that's where you would find my podcast in Google. Google has decided to implement a few new rules for app developers. One prominent change includes banning apps that are designed to mine cryptocurrency. We don't allow apps that mine cryptocurrency on devices. We permit apps that remotely manage the mining of cryptocurrency. But the other prominent change bans apps that promote the sale, manufacturing, or modification of firearms, explosives, and ammunition. We don't allow apps that facilitate the sale of explosives, firearms, ammunition, or certain firearms accessories. Restricted accessories include those that enable a firearm to simulate automatic fire or convert a firearm to automatic fire, which are illegal, like bump stocks and Gatling triggers, whatever that is, and drop-in auto sears, which are illegal, and the conversion kits, those are illegal, and magazines or belts carrying more than 30 rounds. We don't allow apps that provide instructions for the manufacture of explosives, firearms, ammunition. Restricted firearms, accessories, or other weapons. That includes instructions on how to convert a firearm to automatic or simulated automatic firing capability. So this means that mom-and-pop gun stores can't use Google Play Store or Android devices to make any kind of app or sales. More and more companies are encouraging customers to download cell phone apps to stay in contact and shop with their favorite stores. But it'll be interesting to see what happens to big box retailers like Cabela's and Bass Pro and Brownells and how their marketing efforts will change. I think you tell them to move on to the interwebs, which all phones have access to. And you make a really good mobile-friendly website where they can do all the shopping they want to do. The app would make it, you know, more fun, I guess. But I think you get out there and you go that route. I don't think you worry too much about this because, hey, look, I'm out here trying to sell underwear. And, I'm not getting very far because I dare to show a gun or I'm on a range or something. Can't have that. Can't have that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I finally have everything I need to begin the experiment. I've been waiting for this. Well, no, I have. Well, you know, part of it's my fault. That's okay. It's all about to, you're all about to see it. All the illustrations are about to begin. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I wish we had 435 Devin Nunezes in the house. Unfortunately, we only have one. But then, you know, fortunately, he's very industrious. Now, if you don't remember who this is a California Republican now, a real Republican coming out of California. He's the one that blew off the lid off the corrupt deep state warrants and patty cake with foreign opposition research firms. Now he says he's going to look for a legal remedy to Twitter's shadow banning. Now, why is that important to look at this? Well, primarily because you're not allowed to discriminate. Yeah, okay, Twitter is a privately owned business. And they have a right to refuse service. Sure they do. But, I mean, there's also, you know, equal protection. And you don't have the right to discriminate. There's a difference between having somebody come in here and say, no shirt, no shoes, no service, and getting out there and saying, if you're a conservative, don't even come in. According to the Daily Caller, Twitter's censorship problem looks like it's here to stay. The company faced a sharp backlash last week after Vice News investigation revealed that Twitter was hiding several prominent Republicans from its search bar. Those affected include four House Republicans, Representative Devin Nunes of California, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Mark Meadows of North Carolina. All four are members of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus. Democrats weren't affected in the same way. When Vice is blowing the lid on your operation, you have sort of lost a few things in that particular arena, buddies. That's problematic for you. Very problematic for you. If you don't know that, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that is actually, this is the pot calling the kettle black, is what it boils down to. Nunes is looking to take legal steps against Twitter, he said in a Fox News interview on Sunday. It sure looks to me like they're censoring people, and they ought to stop it. We're looking at any legal remedies to go through. Now, this will have an effect on the rest of social media. Social media, for those of you who don't know, the social media revolution is sputtering right now. I still watch YouTube. I still go to Facebook. I spend more time on Facebook than I should, more time on YouTube than I should. Across the board, as a YouTube creator, I can tell you right now that revenue is down 80% for YouTube creators. We discussed why that may be many times. The fact remains that it is controlled by Google. They are the gatekeepers of YouTube. And, I mean, some of the stuff that's been happening with YouTube defies logic in a lot of ways. Now, Twitter, of all of the monetized models out there, Facebook and YouTube come the closest to being actual business generating. Then when you get into Twitter, I don't know. You can put video and you can put pictures up on Twitter, but, I mean, Twitter's 140 characters, right? Censoring is not the same thing as refusing service. Remember that. Censoring is not the same thing as refusing service. Censoring means that if you put something out there and they block it or don't allow it because of something, like right now, I'm having a fine time just trying to help push one of my sponsors, Sheath Underwear, and because it shows me shooting guns. They won't allow me to push it out. And yet they persist in sending me these boosts. even though they lost $100 billion in market value. So there is evidence of Facebook censoring as well. There's evidence that they are censoring Ted Cruz. And if you're going to go out there and shadow ban somebody based upon their political beliefs, sometimes you ought to find some leftist who doesn't really care about his Twitter account and then shadow ban him so you can then point to him and say, well, we shadow banned him too. See, we're applying this quite evenly because they're not. There's none of them being shadow banned. This is the kind of job for Nunes because Twitter is now denying that it even shadow bans, which means a lot of obfuscations are about to be thrown his way, given the evidence that it does. Even ABC News is skeptical of Twitter's claims, and that's going a long way out on the plank. The problem here is that censoring Republicans without censoring comparable Democrats amounts to an in-kind campaign donation, same as free ad spots would be in the case of television. Squelching conservative voices, even though doing so reduces traffic and readership for Twitter's bottom line, is obviously an anti-competitive business practice comparable to dumping in the trade world and suggests that Twitter is an undeclared pact for the Democrats. See, they didn't even think this when they weren't thinking about this when they were putting it through. The way the law reads and everything, they were obviously thinking, well, okay, you know, we just don't like these guys, so we're going to ban them. No, there's more to it than that. A lot of unintended consequences come in your way, boys. Now, if any of that can be proven, it can either force Twitter to get out of the censorship business and declare themselves a public utility, similar to the phone company, which isn't responsible for the conversations of its customers, or else deliver it to the fines, you know, the fines and prison terms for undeclared campaign activity, the kind that got Dinesh D'Souza thrown into prison, that it deserves. It's one or the other, and Twitter's going to have to decide what it wants. Nunes is after Twitter. And we all know that Nunes gets to the bottom of things. And Twitter can make it difficult as it wants, but Nunes will find out and expose what's going on because he always does. It is never smart to be a weasel around a guy like Devin Nunes. Now, this, I've been waiting on one of these. I have been waiting. I'm watching this with a grin on my face, as you should too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference. One of the big highlights of that joint press conference was when the President talked about Iran.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he would support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Paul did say he has some concerns regarding the judge's views on surveillance and privacy issues. Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed, no problem.
When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, I have zero doubt he's going to be on the Supreme Court before the end of October. He's highly qualified, well-deserving.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 144 points to close the day at 25,306. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Let just anybody have a bump like that one. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Ergonomic excellence put together in the form of a wood gun stock. A thing of beauty. It's going to help you with your accuracy. It's going to help you with your ability to carry the weapon. It's just going to help you all the way around. It's just a beautiful thing. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, congratulations, O most insufferable of generations. Against all odds and completely confounding the experts, you've still somehow managed to make yourselves even more annoying. Apparently, the hep new jive among your tiresome cohort is democratic socialism, resurrecting a poisonous 19th century political death cult and putting a kicky new spin on it to make it palatable for the suckers. It's the political equivalent of the hipsters who insist that vinyl records are somehow superior because they didn't grow up forced to crank their tunes on that miserable format. That's true, too. Democratic part is some cunning rebranding. Just stick Democratic in front of something awful and it's good to go. Democratic haggis. Democratic herpes. Democratic Nazism. And what's the difference? National socialism or democratic socialism? It's really just a question of who runs the camps, because regardless of the particular brand of socialism, they're always camps. Always. that these millennial Marxoids lack personal experience with socialism does not stop them from fully embracing it. Because after all, socialism's biggest fans are always the people who aren't trapped inside it. Remember how the progressives like to always fly down to Havana and or Caracas to party with the local Caudillo? They never stay down there. They always fly home again. And today's millennial socialist dilettantes might consider consulting with some of us who have personal experience with this ideological cancer. But the millennials tend to prefer to rely upon their own arbitrary feels rather than on the boring old facts, evidence, and history. What the boring old facts, evidence, and history demonstrate beyond any rational dispute is that socialism is a blood-stained abomination with north of 100 million corpses to its accursed credit. The it girl of the current commie Democrat daisy chain, wide-eyed half-wit Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, doesn't let the bourgeois concept like knowing things stop her from sharing her sophomore grade insights all over the left-wing media, which is to say, the media. Gulag Barbie is a clown. And even the late-night hack host stare back at her adolescent babbling, amazed as she tosses an incoherent word salad about her workers' paradise. You know, it would just be like, it'd just be like Switzerland or Sweden or one of those. Are they different? Like, are they like different? By the way, I was being satirical there. For those who don't know what satire is, that is trenchant wit, irony, and or sarcasm used to expose and discredit vice or folly. And in case you are like her, too dumb to tell. I shared that with you. So, no one loves socialism quite like a moron who's never experienced it firsthand. No one hates it like someone who's seen it up close. I've walked around in the ruins of it. I know people who've escaped it. I know people who are married to people who've escaped it. I've worked with people who have escaped it. People die in their prisons all the time. And I guess you got to break, you know, break a few eggs to create a paradise when somebody else pays for your college, remember? And just remember, hipsters, you guys are eggs. The free stuff thing is really a big part of what today's democratic socialism is. Getting the leftist government to send people with guns to take the stuff you work for and give it to the people who like socialism. Free college? Well, it would be free for the people who vote for the Democratic Socialists. Free health care? Well, it would be free for the people who vote for the Democratic Socialists. Free whatever they decide they want for free next? Well, free. I don't have to say it again, do I? Three guesses as to who gets stuck with the check for all this free stuff, because someone always gets stuck with the check because there's no such thing as free stuff. All those millennial mommies who read their babies, that they're insufferably stupid kiddie book, The Giving Tree, implanted the dual notions of entitlement and economic illiteracy into their useless spawn. The promise of socialism is that someone else will do the toiling. And that someone is always the people who reject socialism. Yeah, it's the normal American. You got it right. You know, the draft horses of America, who will be expected to carry their own weight as well as the weight of the cool kids in Brooklyn and Frisco. The problem is this. The normals are getting sort of tired of these snobs who disrespect and despise them while simultaneously expecting them to maintain, feed, fuel, and defend this country all by themselves. Socialist cheerleaders don't want to be normal. Normality requires some work. They want to be part of an elite that will run things from the progressive urban coastal enclave. And in socialism, there's always a lot of running things going on. But they always assume that once the revolution comes, they will be the ones running things clothed in government authority and making all the economic decisions that individuals and their companies make today. None of them imagine they'll be one, the ones stuck with the dirty jobs. They dream of being commissars, not garbage men. So social justice warriorism is perfect training for the aspiring cog in the totalitarian oppression machine. Policing campuses for forbidden thought teaches them the skills they can put in action, policing society for forbidden thought. Here's a spoiler alert. All normal citizens should take advantage of their First and Second Amendment rights to act to prevent leftist tyranny. at least until some majority of leftist judges decides that the right to free speech, free press, and to keep and bear arms doesn't actually exist just because they are there in the text, but the right to force others to give you free stuff and to pronoun justice do exist because of penumbras and emanations and reasons and feels. And now the Democratic Socialists will always deny that getting on the pathway to tyranny will lead to tyranny. And that they will always tell you that true socialism has never been achieved. Basically, their argument is that we should throw out the ideology that brought the world the freest and most prosperous country in human history and instead give an ideology that's failed every single time it's been attempted one more shot because they're tired of paying for the things that they want. For me, as a normal person, that's not a very compelling argument. I have enough life experience to realize that things that fail every single time they're tried are certain to fail again. Socialism has a perfect record of failure and misery and slaughter. That's kind of a problem for them, so they pivot and distract, playing an ideological shell game by claiming that what they really want isn't socialism. Why, they could just be more like Canada. But this, of course, begs the question why they call themselves a socialist if they don't want socialism. But they got another problem. Normals are woke up. They prefer their freedom, and they prefer abundant toilet paper. They know that the current socialist fad is a lie, because socialism is built out of, in its entirety, lies. The Democratic Socialists keep promising Denmark and Norway, and all we ever are going to manage to get from them, if we were allowed that to happen, would be Cuba and Venezuela. No thanks. No thanks. I'll just remain normal. You guys can, maybe you should move to Cuba and Venezuela and go over there and experience it and come back with a different game. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. There just isn't quite anything like that ergonomic feel. When you go from, okay, this is what it came with, to, this is how it could feel. That's superb. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. We're in the middle of the, we're in the bottom third of it anyway. It's been a long, hot summer of television. Gun control has not been that big of a issue in the news media, which is not acceptable to the rabid cousins in the world of entertainment. For them, guns are the root of all evil. So let the story be told. Take, for example, a show called The Bold Type that airs on Freeform, formerly ABC Family. Never heard of it. About young women working at a magazine in New York called Scarlet. Think of Cosmopolitan when you're thinking about this, the model. The July the 18th episode features two roommates and workmates who get into an argument. Jane finds out that Sutton, who comes from rural Pennsylvania, has a shotgun in the apartment. Jane yells, "What else are you hiding from me? Do you have a MAGA hat? Do you watch Hannity? Do you drive a monster truck? Because otherwise I don't understand why you have a gun." This is a classic eruption of coastal elitism. Guns are for the Trump-loving, Fox-watching rednecks. Jane lectures Sutton that half the country knows that our lawmakers are bought by the NRA and think that gun ownership is barbaric. That means the other half doesn't. The plot evolves into cartoonish propaganda. At the episode's end, Sutton actually melts down her shotgun to make earrings. Amanda Lasher, who runs this show and belongs to the gun control group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, told the trade paper Variety that, "I think we need to reduce the gun culture in America, but I think that we will only succeed in that if we're having open, respectful conversations with people who do own guns." She compared it to the hashtag MeToo movement, as if gun owners are similar to sexual abusers. In her fictional scenario, the conversation helps Sutton, the millennial shotgun owner, realize you get older and you've outgrown guns, but you're not quite ready to let them go, as Lasher explains. We wanted to make a story about that and finding that you don't need something else to make you feel stronger, braver, powerful, or in control. Now, I want you to imagine that I have a PA system and I'm paging hypocrisy to come to the office. If Lasher and her Moms Demand Action crowd ardently wish to reduce the gun culture in America, why not a bit of introspection? First, you can crawl all over this group's website and its list of campaigns and not find a word about activism against the entertainment industry. TV, movies, video games, anything. TV shows push gun violence to goose the ratings. A recent study by the Parents Television Council reported that the degree of gun violence in primetime broadcast TV has actually increased in the last 5 years since the Newtown school shooting. In the review of the November 2017 sweeps period after the mass shooting in Las Vegas, they found 175 of 287 episodes contained violence, 61%, and 112 of them, 39%, had scenes of gun violence. Then we get to the movies where it really gets good. Matt Philbin of the Media Research Center reported last fall that an astounding 589 incidents of violence were featured in Kingsman, The Golden Circle, American Assassin, Stephen King's It, and Mother. And that's just the four top grossing movies the week before the Las Vegas attack. There were no less than 212 incidents of gun violence, and the body count was at least 192. Now, Hollywood producers and actors have no problem mudslinging against the barbaric NRA and blaming it, and Trump and Fox, and anything conservative that moves for mass shootings, but they refuse to march a single step or utter a single word of complaint against the greatest transgressors themselves. Now then, let's talk about the rise of the 3D gun in Australia. In Australia, they're not particularly enthused about the 3D printed plastic gun. Graham Park, president of the Shooters Union, which represents about 200,000 of the country's firearm owners, said, "Any experienced shooter is likely to say, 'No thanks, I like these five fingers and two eyes.'" In shooting circles, they're considered a joke because they're so bad. No one wants one because most people are terrified they'll blow up in their hand. In a lot of cases, based upon certain tests, their fears may be well-founded. In 2013, New South Wales police used a $1,700 desktop 3D printer to manufacture two Liberator guns designed by Defense Distributed. In the first test, one of the guns had what police ballisticians call a catastrophic failure. It blew itself apart. In 2014, the UK's National Ballistics Intelligence Service ran tests with similar results. In one, a piece of the gun ended up lodged in the ceiling. Defense Distributed's Cody Wilson, who this month won a legal battle to put his firm's gun blueprints back online, has called the test propaganda and convenient disinformation. But the people who actually own guns in Australia are not really convinced by this. Kirk Yatris of Lobby Group Firearm Owners United said, "At present, 3D printed guns hold no interest for 99% of legitimate firearm owners, and 1% being niche owners like collectors or theatrical armorers." What a notion. Recreational shooters and farmers want guns they can rely on and use over and over and over again, not a throwaway. And yeah, guns are durable goods. Yeah, they work more than once. But another major demographic of Australian gun owners has embraced the technology with zeal, and this is the organized criminal gangs. Plastic printed weapons and equipment to make them keep turning up in police raids and more frequently here than in any other country, according to new analysis from the QUT researchers. Within days of Dr. Monique Mann and Dr. Angela Daly from the university's law faculty releasing their briefing paper, 3D Printing, Policing, and Crime this month, more guns allegedly manufactured using a 3D printer turned up in a raid on a suburban Sunshine Coast property. Man said, I'm not a fortune teller, but they're out there, and being seized, eventually a 3D printed gun shooting is going to happen. It's only a matter of time. 3D printers work by repeatedly depositing layers of molten plastic from a moving nozzle until an object is formed, and is called fused deposition modeling. Two types of thermoplastics are used, PLA and ABS. PLA is cheaper and more brittle, while ABS is stronger and more durable. Printers, which can be purchased for around $1,300 or less, can manufacture objects from laser scans of existing objects or from CAD files. Designs for guns are readily available on file-sharing websites and the dark net. They were out there. The Liberator's been out there for years. Machines and printed guns and parts keep showing up at properties raided by Australian police. 2015, a police raid on a suburban Gold Coast home found 3D-printed gun components, which police later pieced together and fired. 2016, a printer was seized at a property in Seabrook in Melbourne associated with an outlaw motorcycle gang. Later that year, another printer was discovered at a property in Melbourne, southeast, with links to the Calabrian Mafia with 3D-printed firearms and knuckle dusters found at another Mafia-linked property 2 weeks later. So, they are capable of killing. But then again, they're capable of blowing up. But it is certainly capable of killing anyone. So they're not completely useless. But they are single-shot pistols. So, we'll see where this goes. But that also proves gun control is essentially over, too. Sorry, gun grabbers. Back again tomorrow. And remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.